Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, this is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 7, 2026. The state auditor's lawsuit is going to court, and there's a unique fundraiser at Peabody High School. Snow, rain showers, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 3:50 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, the state's highest court will hear arguments next month in a legal fight stemming from State Auditor Diana DeSaglio's push to force legislative leaders to comply with a voter-approved audit. The Supreme Judicial Court has scheduled oral arguments for May 6 in Attorney General Andrea Campbell's motion to dismiss DeSaglio's lawsuit against House Speaker Ron Mariano and Senate President Karen Spilka that asks the court to order them to open up their books for the audit. DeSaglio, a Methuen Democrat and former state lawmaker, has clashed for more than a year with legislative leaders over implementation of Question 1, which authorized her office to conduct a performance and final audit of the legislature to ensure that it is following government rules and regulations. Caroline Enos writes in the Salem News, a Cookie Graham fundraiser in honor of the late Peabody teenager Jason Bernard is underway at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School. From March 30 to April 10, students and staff at the school can purchase cookies baked by the PVMHS Culinary Arts Program for a dollar and send them to someone else in the building with one of four messages of kindness. You're appreciated. Be the reason someone smiles today. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. And kindness is free. Pass it on. The proceeds will be split between the class of 2029 and Jason's Legacy Foundation, which was founded by Jason's family to raise money and awareness for suicide prevention after his death last year. Jason, an eighth grader at the Higgins Middle School, died by suicide in May after facing bullying from classmates. He was 14 years old. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Bobby Grady writes, you can celebrate Earth Day in two ways this April as the city of Gloucester prepares for a flag-raising and a recycling festival. Residents are encouraged to make their way to City Hall, 9 Dale Avenue, at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, April 22, for the first of the two events, which will include a flag-raising. Mayor Paul Thunberg will read a proclamation, and the city's co-poet laureates Heidi Wakeman and Jay Featherstone will read poems. The event will conclude with a free showing of 1972's The Lorax, based on the Dr. Seuss book of the same name, at Sawyer-Free Library, 2 Dale Avenue at 12:30 p.m. The second event will be held at O'Malley Innovation Middle School on Saturday, April 25, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., when Green Team Junk Removal will collect hard-to-recycle items while other groups talk about different sustainability-minded programs. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, high school baseball. St. John's Prep beat Malden Catholic 9-7, Jimmy DiCarlo leading the Prep offense with a pair of doubles. It was Saugus 9, Winthrop 6, Manchester over Rockport 10-0, as Mike Harris pitched 5 innings of shutout ball, striking out 9 for the Hornets. Bishop Fenwick 12, Swampscott 5, Odin Guerin belting a 3-run homer for the Crusaders. Lynn Classical top Revere 6-2, with Mark Walsh striking out 9 for the Rams. And it was Lynn English 3-2 winner over Medford as Angel Thomas struck out 11 for the Bulldogs. In boys lacrosse, Ipswich notched a 17-1 win over Triton. Senior Finn Wright scoring 7 times. He now has 200 career points with the Tigers. Also, Manchester Essex was a 16-10 winner over North Reading. Manchester Essex got 3 goals each from Charlie Thurlow, Jack McCavanaugh, and Turner Velio and Luke Renzi. Red Sox lost again last night 8-6 to the Brewers. They're on pace to win 32 games this year. The two teams play again tonight at Fenway. The Bruins and Celtics were both off last night, and tonight both teams return to action. The Celtics host the Hornets, and the Bruins play in Carolina. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.